Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Bev.
On this Do Not Fear Scripture Day, a marvelous Monday, we're going to go from John 12, verse 15. John 12, 15 says, "Do not be afraid, daughter of Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt."
Amen.
All right.
Today's teaching is entitled, "You've Got What They've Got." Here's a few questions. What do you have in common with the president or any member of Congress? What do you have in common with any actor or actress? What do you have in common with Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad? What do you have in common with your youngest child or grandchild? What do you have in common with Creflo Dollar, Kenneth Copeland, or Joyce Meyer? What do you have in common with a wino curled up in a pasteboard box on a rainy day? What do you have in common with a convicted felon? What do you have in common with any and everybody who's drawing breath at this very moment? The answer? Time. Time. The greatest treasure here on earth. Yes, you've got what they've got. You've got time. Every morning, and we do mean every morning, let me just say this morning, we were directed by the Lord to teach on time. Mention time, and most people immediately think, "I need to manage my time better." You no longer have to worry about managing time. Time is a constant. There are 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week, 52 weeks in a year. You never have to worry about managing time again. It is constant. It never changes. However, we do need to learn to manage ourselves. Time never changes, but the very good news is we can.
Hallelujah.
Please understand that this is not a time management teaching to help you become more effective for your employer or even your family. You must first become more effective for the kingdom of God. If believers will learn to be effective for the kingdom, they will automatically be effective for their families and their employers. The greatest treasure and the most precious commodity God has entrusted to us is our time. Everything we do takes time. There are many things you can get along without. However, you cannot get along without time. A proper relationship with Jesus will make proper time management possible. Proverbs 10:27, Living Bible. Reverence for God adds hours to each day.
You don't get that promise anywhere else in life.
Think about that long enough to let it sink in.
That's it.
As always, whenever there is something of value, there will be robbers trying to steal it. Your time is one of your greatest treasures. It's important that you clearly identify that anything that tries to steal your time, don't let it. If you don't let it, many random things will cause you to become, or if you do let it, I should say, many random things will cause you to become an unfaithful steward.
Now we're going to consider 26 time bandits. Understand this, though, that there are also times where the Lord interrupts you, kind of like when Jesus was on the way to Jairus' house and the woman with the issue of blood stopped. We have to be discerning, but there are a lot of things that we allow to get in our way. Number one, procrastination. Why put off what you can do immediately? Number two, poor communication. Learn how to communicate one time, you don't have to repeat it all the time. Number three, waiting. What are we doing during our waiting time? Number four, overload. We won't even go there. Five, poor sense of time frames. Six, unclear goals and priorities. Seven, a failure to delegate. Eight, blame shifting. Takes a lot of time. Number nine, unnecessary or poorly planned meetings. I know sometimes you get stuck in a meeting, but if you're the employer, you can fix that. Number 10, excessive television viewing. Number 11, misuse of cell phone. 12, uncontrolled interruptions. 13, not being able to say no when you know you should have said no. 14, this is a bad one, internet surfing. Number 15, poor habits. 16, excessive paperwork. 17, big time worrier. 18, guilt. 19, frivolous reading or of doing things that, well, just waste your time. 20, sleeping late when you should be getting up. 21, fixation with social networking. That'll steal a lot of time. 22, carefully reading junk mail. Number 23, arguing with no solution in mind. 24, unimportant comparisons. 25, not concentrating when important instructions are being given. 26, poor planning or scheduling.
Wow.
You could really take a few minutes and go back over these and, well, time bandits that are robbing you, but you probably are making up a little mental list as I was dropping them off in your mind on the way by. If you want to think about it, you can remove them. And then you are going to hear, well done, good and faithful servant.
Yes.
When you're working for the kingdom in full efficiency, listening to the Holy Spirit. Anyway, before we go any further, let's get a further understanding of Proverbs 6, verse 21. Proverbs 6, 21 says, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." What is a treasure? Well, the dictionary defines it as money, jewels, or precious metals stored up. It also can be defined as something of great worth or value to you. Remember in the New Testament where it talks about he found a field. You find a field that's, you know, well, our field is the kingdom, and you spend all you have to get it. So where there is something of great value, there your heart is going to be also.
True.
So what is great worth or value to you? We've already established that time is really your greatest treasure here on earth. Next, you need to understand what it means when the scripture says your heart will go where your treasure goes. If you buy a new car or a new boat or a new set of golf clubs, you're going to want to be on the open road, on the open sea, or at the golf course, right? Wherever
right.
your heart is, that's where you're going to find
that's
whatever
right.
is worth or value to you. You might say to me, well, but my heart is with the Lord. Well, then here is the question. Is there evidence to prove that statement? If your relationship with God is where your treasure is, how much do you spend time with him? And then how much does he come through you during your day? You know, and I go over this and over this at times. You cannot live for God. That's your works if you're trying to live for God. What our goal is to let God live through us.
Yes.
Are we open to what it is he wants us to do every minute of every day? So how much of our money goes to what's important to him? Well, take out your checkbook and look it over. We can also define and examine our time. That's what we're talking about today. Let's look how an average person spends 24 hours. Typically, 6 to 8 hours are also spent sleeping, if you can get that much. But you do need to take care of your temple. So that leaves 16 to 18. And another 8 are probably used up working. 8 to 10 remain in the day. An hour is spent maybe dressing, or what are you listening to while you're getting dressed or getting ready for bed at night? That'll leave you 7 to 9. You can think about that. 1.5 hour is probably concerned with eating, which brings it down to 5.5 to 7.5. An hour is typically spent commuting for people, going and coming. That leaves, what are you doing during your commute too? We talk about it. That leaves 4.5 to 6.5. Average person in this country watches about 4 hours of television every day. That leaves, you know, 1.5 to 2.5 for internet or other things that are important to you in your mind. Do you know where your time goes, or does it just kind of seem to slip away? And where are you spending it? Scientists tell us that we have about 10,000 thoughts each day. How many of those thoughts about 416 an hour, are directed toward the things of God.
What does the Bible have to say about time? Romans 13, 11 and 12. Romans 13, 11 and 12. Knowing the time that it is now high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Colossians 4:5, Classic Amplified. Behave yourselves wisely, living prudently and with discretion, and in your relations with those of the outside world, making the very most of time, seizing, buying up the opportunity. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. To meditate on the word day and night, you must control what you allow to come into your mind. If you keep your mind focused on God, you will have you'll be a strong tree producing good fruit. If your spouse is worth the value of your time, are you spending time together? Are you spending time with your children? Are you investing treasure into your family? Colossians 3:2. Set your affection on things above, not things on the earth. Now, by now, hopefully you understand that your time is your life. It's time to determine who's in control of your life. Either you will manage your time, or it will manage to control you. We want to close with the words of Romans 13:11-14. 13:11-14, Message Bible. But make sure that you don't get so absorbed and exhausted in taking care of your day-to-day obligations that you lose track of time and doze off, oblivious to God. The night is about over, dawn's about to break. Be up and awake to what God is doing. God is putting the finishing touches on the salvation work he began when he first believed. We can't afford to waste a minute. We must not squander these precious daylight hours in the frivolity and indulgence and sleeping around and dissipation and bickering and grabbing and everything in sight. Get out of bed. Get dressed. Don't loiter and linger, waiting until the very last minute. Dress yourselves in Christ. Be up and about it. Hallelujah.
I tell you, with the things happening in the world today, we need to be praying. We need to be praying about what's going on, not thinking that this could never happen in our country and to us. We need to pray and ask God how to pray and be about, well, the business of what we need to be doing, what he's called you to do right here.
Absolutely true. Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the word and applying it to your life.
And think about how you're going to use this day.
That's right. And the time God's given you.
Happy trails.
Keep thinking rich thoughts
from the word of God.
Amen.